Yo, if you don't know, we have a free episode on the Patreon. You can check out our Patreon and get a free exclusive episode that has not touched YouTube. It's only a Patreon exclusive. And we gave it to the open free tier. So you can just check out what we got going on. And hopefully you join.
Hennessy got me back.
We got a lot of content. We got Titty Tuesdays. We got some really, really salacious Patreon episodes that are uncensored. All types of whatever you need to see, we got it.
Wild shit coming.
Once you got like your first set of kids, you gotta go have like a second family.
Nigga said a second family.
Yeah, that's second family.
In like a
where?
Third world country though.
Yeah, that's what really it, man. Yeah. You know how much like of a responsibility that is? You gotta balance two families, send secret Western unions and shit.
That's
like
a
that.
Fact.
That's a fact.
Like, yeah. Nigga said secret. That's
you got.
Yeah, secret Western Union is now, crazy. Yeah, yo, my pops, they used to send me money through Western Union. That's crazy. What about them?
You feel like you're part of the second family or the first family?
Bro, I'm a part of this. I'm the oldest, bro.
You're the first family. Yeah,
yeah, but that's the thing. Like sometimes you be thinking that, and then he comes to you at like 27 and be like, I don't know if you West Indian or African or whatever.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah, you probably got older siblings that you don't know about.
No. I don't got no. I'm the oldest. I got a little sister and I got three little brothers.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Just say that.
Not all my mom, though. My mom only had me with my pops.
Oh, okay. He was moving and grooving.
Yeah, he was going to the moon.
It'd be like that. My brother LaVar, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Right. Got this Don Julio with me, you feel me?
Nah.
Yo.
Pause.
Yeah.
Yo, chill out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Don Julio's definitely a man, my brother.
That's chill.
But damn. I mean, it's no judgment here still, though.
I'm pause.
How you feeling, my brother Binks?
I'm chill, man.
All right. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know my body, but you don't know my body.
Thank you, I don't.
Yeah, I would hope not.
How you feeling, my brother Danny?
I know not.
I'm good, man. About to get lit.
Yeah. You drank every day this week?
Nah, I took a break.
I feel like you usually tell us when you have those type of weeks, like I've been drinking every day.
I was drinking. I took a break yesterday.
Yo, okay. Bro, I've been wilding, bro, every day of the week.
What?
Yeah, bro.
What's the occasion?
It's outside.
It'd be like that. Right. My brother Price, how you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. You know, back in the gym.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, you feel me?
I'm saying.
My son back in the gym.
Yeah. Not me, though. I'm going to wait till New Year's, and I'm saying make that like my resolution and shit so I can like just.
Niggas say that every year.
I'm niggas.
Niggas.
We all niggas.
I'm saying. Yo. But anyway, my niggas, we have an audience. I wish it was just us where we could talk amongst each other, but we got to talk to them and shit like that. To my right.
Price.
And to your left. Right? Why you said Price?
You forgot about Price?
No.
I did ask him.
You did?
Yeah.
He's high.
Back
he's
in the
high.
Gym. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Clearly, this nigga's on cloud nine right now. But anyway, to my right and to your left, right? This is the one he's looking to the
left.
Yeah,
you got it.
Right? We got one third of the hottest group in the world.
Wrong.
World.
Right? You probably seen them tearing up colleges and shows all over. You probably seen him on your girl's Instagram story. Right?
I'm weak.
That's where y'all be at.
Where the bro?
I'm saying.
I'm saying. Where the bro?
You probably know them from they smash hit single Bent.
Off the walkie, I'm trippy. Tight. Off the do say I'm litty. I'm trying to party with all the dudettes. I got my face like all up in her titties. Damn. Hennessy got me bent. It's when is we fucking again? Like if the pussy is good, I'm a spend. But fucking could kick it. The
I'm saying. Yes, that's why we bought the Hennessy got me bent. That's why we bought it.
I don't even like that shit.
You heard it here first. It's cap.
That shit cap.
That shit rap
cap.
Cap. Yeah. I ain't say that in my verse. I fuck right, with cool. The Casamigos. See, I can taste the Casamigos on her lips. That's my shit right there.
You did say that.
Yeah, I don't know Hennessy.
We're going to bleep that out just so y'all can still get the Henny sponsorship. You
Yeah, nah.
I need that for real.
They think about me unless like.
Hennessy is for the dark nights, like when you want to argue.
Okay. Is a shiesty required for drinking Hennessy?
A shiesty?
Yeah, like wearing a pool shiesty.
What you mean?
Like wearing a pool shiesty?
Like your skin.
Like what you got on?
Nah. You could drink with no shiesty.
All right, cool. Say that. But anyway, if you don't know who we talking about, from the group 41, we got Tata, ladies and gentlemen. Make some motherfucking noise.
Pop, 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 pop,
about?
There you go.
Oh, yes. Since we have y'all niggas here, and I'm saying a very important question I've been meaning to ask. What is the biggest gun sound effect? Like, you got bow, glow,
growl,
grip, bull.
Okay, all
right,
cool.
Shit. That's it right there.
Yeah. I'm going to start using that from now on.
Say that.
Two different guns.
Huh?
That's two different guns.
Yeah, but that's the one that sound like it caused some like type of damage.
It's two niggas shooting.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
it's one nigga shooting. I got a switch on it.
Oh, all right, say that.
Okay, okay. Say that.
Now we know. Now we know, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Where you from, my brother?
I'm from Brownsville.
Word. Okay.
Never ran, never will.
Me too, but I'm like fake Brownsville, right?
On you from up the hill?
I'm from that's like Ocean Hill, right?
You're like up the hill.
Nah.
Past Pickin' Up is not Brownsville.
All right, cool. Okay. I was on Rockaway between Rutland and East New York. That's like borderline Brownsville, borderline East.
That's at the East New York.
That's East New York?
Wait, where, bro?
East New York Avenue.
I don't even know what that
is. I can say that. It's all good.
You like borderline Crown Heights.
Yeah, he like Brownsville.
It's actually borderline all of them shits.
Yeah, you on the...
Yeah, and I'm saying
so. So you just get to choose some days. Like, today I'm from East Flatbush. Today I'm from Brownsville.
Depends on who's asking.
I'm weak.
Yeah, bro, how old are you before we get into this shit?
Man, I'm old enough.
There you go.
That's it. That's all we need to know.
Y'all signed the release forms and shit. Close all that. It's done. We good.
I'm old enough.
If you old enough, that means you eat ass.
On a good night.
Oh,
nah, I'm just kidding.
We can make some noise for you, Kevin. Nah, you know what it is? Because whatever your age is, I know you're younger than us. And at our age, we was listening to like a lot of Vibes Cartel and shit.
Uh-huh.
So that shit was like poisoning our mind.
Niggas couldn't eat no pussy.
We couldn't eat no pussy, no ass, none of that.
You
can't even wash panties.
Yeah, so that's an exception.
I was about to say only the Spanish niggas at a certain point.
Boricua.
Okay.
Oh shit.
We going to.
They had a head start.
Head start. Super head start.
Yeah. So y'all was cheating, but it's all good.
So what you saying? When you started fucking? Spanish niggas start fucking early.
Bro, nah, I was a late bloomer, bro, like 14, 15.
That's not late.
That's not late, bro.
That's considered
that
late today? Late.
Yeah.
Huh? That's considered late today?
Yeah.
If he said it,
I don't think so, bro.
Yo, bro, I was going
viral. What's considered on time at 14?
I went viral on my mom back.
Oh, shit.
14.
Like literally? Or like,
yeah,
you just going crazy?
Nah,
he was making a movie.
Mom back. First time.
She gonna hear this.
Did she find out?
Hell no.
She gonna know now.
Hopefully she don't watch this. You know what I'm saying?
My mom
know.
How much times you fucked on your mom bed outside of that?
Nah, just once. That was a one time thing.
Damn.
I fucked on other people's mom bed, never my mom.
Word.
Damn.
Like people's
mom's beds, they sisters' beds. I used to use anybody free crib I could get.
I'm trying to think about if I ever violated like that. Like, nah. I just felt like some type of karma would come back for me.
I couldn't go in my shit because I had a futon. I was sleeping on a futon, bro. I was in the trenches.
You gotta just fold that bitch down.
Yeah, that's it.
It was none of that, bro.
Is it like you know it's a futon once it's open?
Bitches be fucking anywhere.
Yeah, they fuck on a futon, bro.
Do you know futon's a futon once it's open?
No.
Yes.
You wouldn't know.
It got the fucking the little crease in the middle.
Yeah,
that shit got a little crease. Like it got little creases where like, the shit you could bend up.
Okay. You feel me?
And you don't got no headboard.
No headboard.
Right.
If you fucking a dumb bitch, you ain't gonna know.
Young bitches don't care about a headboard, bro.
Headboard.
Bro, all these bitches
though.
Don't care about a headboard. Bro.
That's a fact.
Young bitches, old bitches.
Yeah. Nah, you know what it is? Like, true. The headboard be giving, like, leverage for certain shit when you doing, like, when you,
facts.
Turn our age, you start opening up to new positions. You know what
nah, trust me, I'm already knowing.
Facts.
Nigga said 14, bro. He's late.
Yo, yeah, so technically.
He know.
Technically, we the same age.
Sexually. You ain't fuck long enough if you ain't get your finger stuck in between the headboard and the wall.
What a bro. Oh,
nah, you seen the facts. Shit they doing now, like, say, like, you're in a hotel or some shit, and there's a headboard on the bed, or Airbnb, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is putting pillows between the headboard and
the wall.
Gotta know. So the noise going
to yeah.
What am I?
You know what I'm saying? So
oh, y'all niggas been outside.
Yeah.
Long enough.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to retire soon.
You a liar.
I'm retired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Word.
Nah.
You cuffed up?
I'm out the game like Mom Payne right now, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, my nigga.
Something.
That's what's up. Yeah, damn. That's the answer you're supposed to give.
Like,
put some mystery into that shit.
So all the questions you answer is from before. Now just let her know from now you about to answer some shit.
Yeah, you
so
about to answer some
before
shit.
Y'all was together.
Let's go viral, man.
Yeah, nah. I realized I had to settle down the other day. I was driving, and then I got sent a picture, and then I had the urge to, like beat off while driving.
Whoa!
But I said, nah. Y'all need a girlfriend.
Nigga said so, I got sent. I got snigger. Yeah.
Wait,
ready.
Time out. you driving.
Yes.
And it'd be like traffic and you'd be like, yeah, I'm ready to jerk
this
my
tense.
Dick.
This tense?
That's crazy.
You don't got no tents.
There's a little tent on there.
Yo, bro. I can see right through your car, bro.
It's not a limousine tent.
Yo, this nigga.
You're wildin',
this
bro.
Nigga,
that's not the point.
Nah, son.
What are you saying?
You ready to be a drive-by shooter. You can't do that. Nah, nah, like, that's kind of crazy.
Fact. But once I realized my brain was going to these places, I'm like, nah, I need something like steady in my life. You feel me? To hold me down.
Go home.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. All right.
You think you're going to stop beating off because you got a girl?
Hell no.
That's not what happens.
No. You get mad at her one night, you don't want to touch her.
Yeah, it don't happen like that.
Go jerk your dick.
You gotta have respect for yourself.
Okay. I've been out of relationship too long.
I write that.
Bro, for me, you mad at her. Yeah, bro, I don't need to touch you. I'm a black king.
That's a fact.
I respect myself. I got a right hand for a reason.
That's a fact.
Facts.
I beat off next to my girl before in my past relationship.
I did that before.
Yo, speaking of beating off, y'all know what the stranger is?
The stranger.
I know what it is. I'm gonna let them guess.
I don't know what it is.
I'm tight. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's it's a position.
Okay.
What's that? It's a position. I got a whole different answer then.
It's a position.
Ahead.
So basically, what you do, right?
Nah,
you
I want to hear Danny answer first.
All right. See if it's the same
so
thing.
A stranger is for beating off.
Now, hold on, let him finish, man. Let him finish.
You sit on your hand.
Okay.
Till it go numb.
Oh,
then you jerk
shit.
Your dick.
Wait,
I didn't know that's what it was called, but
like
what?
You make your hand get numb,
so
that way it don't feel like it's your hand.
It's your hand.
Your dick.
Feel like a stranger.
That's not hard, bro.
There's nothing hard in that, bro.
That's mad crazy, bro.
So you're not gonna try it?
I'm not trying that, my nigga.
Stranger danger.
So what happened?
How long you gotta sit on your hands
until it go numb?
Yeah, like
you know how when you're sitting on the toilet and your legs go. The sleep.
How long well you sitting on the like toilet
hands,
for?
You might as well just put like that. You put like a rubber band on your wrist, bro. Make your whole hand go down.
Oh, see, look, you're already innovative.
Exactly. Advanced.
What a bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Technology.
Yo, that's crazy.
That technology.
Right, I'm going to try that, let y'all know how I go. I got a Friendsgiving coming up.
If I ever run into y'all niggas,
what that got to do with that?
I forget it.
Yo, I'm
pulling up.
What's good with you?
I'm pulling up. I'm not pulling up, bro.
Anyway, all right, cool. Y'all niggas be having ops and shit, right?
No, nigga.
We don't have fans. These niggas just fans, man.
Oh, that's what you call them. We be having fans and shit, right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So,
talk about it.
All right, cool. Let's say you're seriously dating someone, right? And you find out
she fucked a fan.
She fucked a fan. Ops. Back in the day, right? Back in the day, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do you proceed with this relationship?
You got the one up.
Can't. Either, bro.
Yo, bro, listen to me, bro. These bitches is gonna fuck everybody. Yeah.
Mm.
But, like, it's certain boundaries that you don't cross, bro. Like, if a nigga, if you really into it with a nigga, I could see if you fuck, if she fucked the nigga and, like, y'all just started arguing because he fucked your bitch and then he become an op.
Mm.
But, like, if he was an op way before, like, if he's some nigga you really got beef with and she go fucking, bro, it's no coming back from that game.
Got you.
So,
facts. Bro, fucking is everybody's fucking, especially, bro, when we young, bro. Like, y'all niggas older. If bitches is fucking, like, right now, they supposed, a lot of niggas age, they supposed to be chilling right now. Young age, 20, 18, feel me? They, bro, everybody is outside, gang.
Yeah, it's
I
crazy.
Feel like you got an old soul.
Nah, I just been through a lot of shit.
He just been through a lot of shit.
You feel like he was here on this earth before?
Nah.
Oh, all right, cool.
He just been through a lot of pussy, bro.
Oh, I say that. That's 14, what
happened. Ran through too much. Yeah, right. At 14,
yeah,
it's wild.
He been through a lot of pussy.
It's crazy because I don't even be going crazy like that. Like I don't need to fuck you, bro. Like,
you ever been in love before?
Bro, I'm in love right now.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Clap it up for love, ladies and gentlemen.
Clap it up for love.
It's nothing wrong with love, bro.
That's lit.
Clap it up for that. I fuck with that.
It's nothing wrong with love, bro.
Nah, I love
yo, Tata, I got a question,
bro.
Though.
I love if,
see what Pop Smoke said. I don't fuck with niggas because niggas is not in love.
Right? Yo, if you
be in love,
if you was performing and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of the following you rather have thrown at you? A bra or panties?
A bra, bro.
A bro?
Yo, bro.
What if she throw a penny and it's like,
oh,
discharge
nah, yeah, bro,
on it.
Like, yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
A bro, definitely a bro, bro, because it's like, If your titties think it's something wrong with you, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. Nah, bitches be having your that under titty sweat.
Yeah, that shit don't stink. A bra is not supposed to stink, though. Don't throw no panties at me. I don't know where that shit been,
bro. Let me tell you something about bitches, bro. They don't wear one bra for like 3 days, bro.
That's a fact.
Don't let that shit fool you, my nigga.
If any part of the bra stink,
they wash those.
If any part of the bra stink, though, is bad.
It should be over here, if anything.
I don't even want to touch it.
Yeah, and here is like
getting thrown at you, so you don't know what's about to hit you.
The armpit part is going to hit you first, right on the nose.
Yeah, I agree with him. I definitely say a bra.
I ain't going to lie. I'm taking a panties,
taking
know?
Them panties,
even if it got head? Some smell, just add character. You feel me?
Yeah, I know. Nah, I think you get more credit for that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because nah, I feel like if they throw it and I don't know who it was by the smell, I could kind of tell who it is in the crowd.
Okay,
I could be like, this not a white shorty.
I'm gonna tell you why that right don't there. Work. You never been in a Wendy's drive through and been talking to shorty on the
in the calm shit.
Like,
yeah.
She's bad. By the time you pull up, she's like,
word to my day. Y'all been in the car with the bros. We sitting there playing with the bitch on the intercom.
Yeah.
We pull up to the window. It's
hot.
Yo, it's
Tyrone.
That shit is
that's
wild,
crazy.
Disappointing.
That's crazy. That happened to me one time. Shorty was pregnant.
Word.
Yeah. Pregnant at Wendy's?
Yeah, and
you could be pregnant.
And her manager, her manager was like, "You want to take care of her baby?"
Oh,
I was like,
"What kind of shit is that?"
I was like, "Shit,
manager
I don't care."
Hating.
Yeah,
but I know I'm never gonna see her again, so I ain't give a fuck.
You could see she was pregnant, or the manager?
Yeah,
just
I could
threw
see she was
bus.
Pregnant. You
as
see.
As men, do we bag pregnant women?
Nah, I don't.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
bro.
You gotta assume the best in that situation.
Now, if
and
you're
hope.
Pregnant, let her be. I don't want to ruin nobody's life.
Now, you know what it is, though? Like, relationships be ending so quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be month number two. She'd be like, yeah, I'm not with that nigga no more. That nigga's a fuck nigga. He's a bozo.
Niggas is not bagging no pregnant bitch, bro.
She still got a process to
but what if you don't know?
Nigga.
Yeah, gangsta.
What if you know what I mean? What if you don't know?
What?
Sometimes they don't show to, like, sometimes they don't show at all.
Oh, if you don't know, then you don't know.
So, how long?
So, by the fifth month. By the fifth month.
How long you could be talking to her before she tell you she pregnant? Like, if you can't see it.
Mm. But once you're pregnant and I'm fucking with you, it's out of here. Gangster.
It depends.
Like, if you really like her.
Shit.
It's no really liking. Like, once you like bro, it's certain shit that you know is just a turn off. Like, why are you even talking to me if you got a whole baby? And I don't even know. So you catching me off guard with a baby is going to just make me turned off.
I'm going to tell you what happened to me one time when I was in college, right?
I don't even want to speak about college, bro.
next question.
Next question.
I'm about to just make that the real right here. Dub it.
That's how I feel about
this
thing
I was fucking with, like, we both were seeing multiple people, right? Because we weren't official. But she eventually got pregnant. But I was dealing with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, here and there. So I'm like, do I stop getting this head up? Like, so if you already got it,
everything don't be a relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything
but
don't need
to
be. Everything don't need to be a relationship.
You can't tell them that though.
If you just got somebody, you gotta make it sound good to these bitches.
No, she got pregnant, right?
You was deciding. If
I was already fucking with her before.
Was that your girlfriend?
No, but I'm saying is it wrong for me to still like get head or something? Like,
no, nigga.
I don't think it's wrong if she want to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
But look, she already got it. Kidding her. It's not wrong with a couple more.
This nigga is tripping.
Yo, this nigga.
Yo. Hypothetically, if you was to keep fucking her.
Yes.
How many months before you stop?
That's the thing. When do you stop?
Nigga, you know when to stop, bro.
You're not even supposed to fuck a pregnant bitch.
I said head specifically.
You lying,
yeah,
bro.
I'm not fucking me.
You're not fucking no pregnant bitch. Hell no. That's nasty.
If she not showing, then I'm going.
That's kind of a vibe.
You never fucked pregnant pussy before? Huh? Never fucked pregnant pussy before?
Nah, bro. I don't like.
Wait until you get it.
How do it feel?
It's lit?
It's lit. Okay. I gotta try it.
There's like some extra fluid going on in there.
Yeah, it's just it's super moist, bro. It's just like,
all right, cool.
It's lit, bro. I can't. You gotta try it.
So you tried it with one of your
you
baby
try
moms?
It if live if you who try was, it, okay. It's gonna be yours.
Yo, the nah, fuck? This nigga is federal.
But nigga's an op, bro.
Anyway,
you a fan, my nigga.
I had a follow up, but I would just leave it there. All
right, cool.
Yeah, leave it there.
Nah, it was just funny. Right. I ain't wanna.
He on some bullshit.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say, so when your son came out, you'd be like, yo, when he was in there, I was beating you up, nigga.
Oh, damn.
Oh. No, that's fucked up.
Right, I'm gonna head out.
Anyway, right? We got a question from Jay Wick on Instagram. right? Mm-hmm. He said, yo, Dwight, I fuck with the podcast OD. Just got a question. No weird shit, which I appreciate because some people be on weird
every
shit.
Once you say no weird shit, that's weird. Weird. It's about to get but weird. I know this thing about the actual.
He ain't make it weird, though. He ain't make it weird. Thank
yo,
you.
Wait, my mom is calling me. Like,
answer that shit.
Answer that.
Hey, mom.
What's going on? Pop, you feel like doing me a favor?
What happened, mom?
Can you send me $15? I got it in cash, but I need all my
money. All right, mom, I'll send it to you. I'm on the
interview, Bob.
I love you.
Wow.
Wow. What was it? Bow?
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Yeah, all that. All right, cool. Uh-huh. Just got a question. No weird shit. One of my things fucked a nigga, and I'm fake tight about it. I'm only 17, so I feel like I should just eat that. But what do y'all think?
Yo, bro.
Listen to me, bro.
These bitches gonna fuck. It hurt, gang. Like that.
Okay. At least you said that part. Because yo, bro, some people trying to act like
yo,
it.
Yo, niggas
don't
hurt. Been trying to act hard, bro. That shit is a feeling that I don't wish on nobody.
You're a real bro, nigga, man.
And if she fucked, if she telling you she fucked one nigga, it's always
it's
more,
bro. Yeah.
It's damn. More, bro. She just telling you about that one. You just gonna have to find out.
Damn.
I mean, if you really fuck with a shorty, gang. Bro, you 17, gang.
Yeah.
You are 17. You think bitches is just gonna fuck you for the rest of your life?
Nah.
Everybody relationship, you see these high school sweethearts, bro. You think these niggas is not fucking and these bitches not fucking nobody, bro. It's all about, it's like if you're willing to grow with a person, bro, y'all young, bro. Y'all got mad time, gang. What about if you really love a person, bro? Y'all gonna go through shit.
That's a fact.
17. We young, we gonna fuck. We gonna fuck other bitches, fuck other niggas. I mean, like, man, these bitches gonna fuck other niggas, bro. It's like, come on, bro.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah,
man.
You really gotta be on some grown man shit, bro. Like, everybody don't think like me, though, bro.
I think, like, eventually at some point.
It's not right, though. If she keep fucking, leave her. I'm not saying they let her go fuck everybody. Yo,
it's not
keep
his,
fucking,
it's not his girl.
It's not his girl.
He said it's a thing. That's why he.
So what the fuck? Let her fuck, nigga. What the fuck?
You should keep fucking her.
Mind your business, bro.
Yo, Tata.
You keep fucking her.
Tata, you been cheated on before?
Add some more bitches.
Nigga, I done been everything, bro.
Damn.
What happened?
I done been everything, bro. Cheated on, fucked on, everything. These bitches is crazy.
Insert the sad music here.
Facts. Okay.
High school times. High school times. You live two different lives. You fucking bitches in school, and then you got bitches from the neighborhood.
Right.
And bitches doing the same thing. They fucking niggas in school, and they fucking niggas from the neighborhood.
So let me ask you a question, right? What was like? What was like your first heartbreak?
Like in eighth grade.
Word.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
Yeah, that shit is young, my nigga.
She was fucking, bro.
You wrote
word.
Eighth grade?
They be fucking, bro.
I lost my virginity in eighth grade.
What's
okay.
I'm 13.
Like
14,
bro.
13,
yeah,
14.
Shit. Yo, to get fucked on and you a virgin still, that gotta hurt.
That bitch made me who I am today.
Shout out to her, yo.
Oh, she a fan.
That's why I really started rapping, bro. After that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you write a song after that?
I went home and I remember this shit like it was yesterday. I sat in my room on my chair because I used to have my futon. I used to have my chair. My TV was like on the floor, like right there. I put on a beat on YouTube.
Damn.
And I shed one tear and I wrote.
Oh, motherfucking.
That's fire.
Yo. I want to hear like the diss record that you wrote for her.
It wasn't a diss record. It was just like for me explaining how I feel, bro.
That's some real shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Bro.
Like no hate to her. Like for me, we was young, bro. Do your thing.
Nah, she made you. Money.
She ever spin back?
No, she can't spin back. She can't see me. These bitches can't find me. I'm in a loop.
I don't even know what that means, bro.
That's what's up.
In a loop.
Nah, the thing, same shit you were saying about bitches being young, like 17 or whatever. I think that's what I was trying to tell them when I was 17.
It's not
too
good to be a thought, though. Like, if you out here fucking everybody, no. Because there's dead bitches out here who dead don't fuck. Like, good girls, bro.
Okay.
Like, school and shit don't fuck nobody.
They lying.
I know. Let me ask you a question, right? Is Tuti a thought?
No, bro. Tuti is like a bad vibey bitch. Like, a Tuti is a compliment.
See?
I ain't gonna lie.
Wait till I call my girl, bro.
Oh.
Nah, you gotta explain.
I had to hear it here first.
Yeah, me too.
I had to hear it.
Song.
I had to hear it.
That's very important. Because
I thought Tuti was a new thought.
Tuti is a vibey, pretty baddie.
Okay.
And I'm going to slap Rel because Rel is the one that told my shorty that
Tuti is a thought. Oh, yeah. He was trying to get you fucked up.
And Tutez is plural, right?
Tutadas.
Word.
That ass.
Yeah.
That's
multiple.
Yeah.
I thought they were saying toot that ass.
Oh, it's toot that ass?
No, toot that ass.
Toot that ass.
But I said it sounded like toot that ass.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
So is that Spanish?
Then,
what
you
Spanish?
It's just our
that's
shit
true
that we made.
Okay.
That's lit. Nah, run with that. Though.
My 41 language.
Lingo, my nigga. Boy,
we got our own lingo. What the
fuck? 41 lingo. I can't lie. I'm fucking with the younger demographic that's of legal age right now, and they running that. I'm saying? Right.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So what he's saying is technically it's more than four of y'all. It's like a gang movement? Of y'all.
It's mad of us, gang. Mad of us.
More than 41?
More.
It's 4,100 of them niggas for real.
How we get down with the set?
Word, I need
what a, you
mean? How we get down with 41?
You want a chain and all that?
Y'all niggas valid, man. Y'all my man.
Say that.
Sanction.
Nigga, I'm 41. Y'all
heard that, right? You heard that, Von? Nah, 41.
He a tattoo artist. Nah. So I'm gonna tap that shit on myself.
Yo, right, I need a tap, bro.
You in Brooklyn, so pull up on me, nigga.
Yeah. And he's nice. You know what I'm saying? He's not like one of the niggas that's like trash. Cause I just never would have brought it up in the first place.
I'd be dead using numbing cream on my shit.
Word.
Gerber. I got that. That's for the Gerbers.
I hate pain, bro.
I don't like that.
My son is nice though, man. He taught me how to tap. He made me tap this shit on myself.
That shit hurt.
You feel me? I mean, because I did it myself, yeah. But if he would have did it, probably not.
Nah, you know, the older you get, the more the tattoo hurts too. Cause you start thinking too deep about that shit. It's like when you're younger. I started getting tattoos like when Tyga and Chris Brown started getting tatted up while crazy.
When the stars in the clouds. Oh shit, you got stars.
I got my
stars in the clouds.
That's crazy.
I got my first tat at 15. I got my mom's name right here.
That's how you get
it. Yo, I think I was the same age too, bro.
That gotta be your first tat. She only got it because it was her name.
Facts.
Yeah, but okay. I got it like a week before my 16th birthday.
Okay. Yeah, she can't be mad. Valid.
Nah, my mom was tight.
I got this tattoo as my first tattoo. This shit is the Punisher.
The Punisher.
Y'all, I feel like y'all probably had some type of story about that.
I mean, I walked in on her birthday and I was like, happy birthday, mom. And she was like, what the fuck is this?
She wasn't tired. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I was like 18 at the time. What's she going to be mad about?
Man, okay, I got a tattoo. My mom told the whole church.
Oh. I used to go to church.
Word?
I was an usher and all that.
Word.
Hell yeah.
Word. Oh, so you used to like the shit? What you used to do?
Walk people to their seat.
Walk people to their seat.
Oh, the archer. Okay.
Back with my suit on.
Oh, you said usher. Okay.
You ever collected like the collection plate?
I thought you said
plate.
Archer.
My bad. Archer. He was shooting arrows at church.
This nigga never been to church.
Nah, I've been to church. Clearly. I used to go to church all the time.
You ever like took the collection plate?
Yeah, church used to have food in the morning.
Nah, but
after
the church. I always make it for breakfast. Run my that day breakfast was fire.
What?
Church used to give out cereal.
Like breakfast food, like pancakes, eggs, and shit.
Was it a Spanish church?
No, it was a black church.
Oh, okay, because like, we would have like baked and sausage and shit, but I know Spanish people call like bacalao and shit.
Yo, I don't even like that shit.
So, what's the like craziest thing you ever did in church as a child?
Church? No, I wasn't really. I was chilling, bro. I would go to sleep.
He was wild.
Okay.
What I would go to his church.
In church? I wasn't fucking in church.
No, nigga, I didn't say that.
That's crazy.
Fucking in church is wild.
You going to hell if you fucking in church.
Yeah, no. You said you were stealing.
No, I asked him.
Yeah. Stealing in church?
Stealing
first class.
Fire for you.
Yeah, yo, Binks class. Was making change.
But like, I don't
from the
believe
collection
in like
plate.
Church and shit though, because like, I could praise God at home, bro. Like, I believe in God. I don't got no religion though.
Oh, right.
Like, I know it's God up there, bro. God up there, so much shit for me that I can't even thank him for. I just don't believe in church. Like, cause I don't gotta go to church, bro. Like,
I respect that.
They say money is the root of all evil, bro. Mm-hmm. And you gotta give money to the church, gang.
I can watch church on
That's
Sundays
true.
On BET.
Yeah, I never thought that you gotta That's pay, true. You gotta give offerings to the church. What is money doing for y'all, bro?
This is what I was asking.
It's making y'all evil. Why y'all want this shit?
But how the buildings stay up, though?
It ain't air.
The beams. They don't pay nothing.
The beams. But churches don't pay nothing?
They don't really pay shit, bro.
Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
What they do?
The taxes is just different.
They pay rent if they don't own the building.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's non-profit.
It's tax exemption.
And they be paying the band. The niggas that play the instruments, they get paid.
There you go. It's other shit that got to be covered.
The pastor get paid.
Yeah,
of course.
Thing. But this I was so asking, odd. Hold on. I was trying to ask him, when you were in church, right? And when you was an usher, you ever like collected the collection plate?
Of course.
So you ever like took used to take some money out?
You want somebody
by yourself?
Yeah,
bro.
He wants somebody to go with him, bro.
Nah.
I used to put like
$10 in your pocket.
Nah, my step pops used to give me bread to put in the collection plate.
You used to hold that shit. Bread. See, that's different though. That's different from taking it actually out the basket.
Nah. You missed it.
There's a VIP section in hell, and
you gotta make
general admission.
What am I?
I used to put two in and take 10 out.
You going?
Binks, you're going to hell, bro. You gotta repent.
Don't try to justify it to me.
Why I gotta go to hell?
Yo, said, it was only $8. It wasn't $10.
Binks already repented. He Gucci.
Question, my brother. What would you say is, how long would y'all say y'all been like lit now? Like, if you had to put a time on it.
Yo, it's really levels to this shit, bro. All
right.
Like, it's different stages of what y'all call lit. I don't even feel like we lit now.
Okay.
I just feel like we buzzing, like.
All right, okay. Before y'all was buzzing. Then.
First, when we first dropped our first song, like, yeah, first 100K. When I had my first 100K views, I thought I was that nigga, like. But, like, you start thinking and shit. You start seeing, like, you start getting new friends, like, meeting niggas who was really, like, real life lit, bro. Like, right. I done been around everybody. Like, all my brothers and shit, I got mad. Like, when some Fabian sleep, bro, like, like, you really see the different levels to this shit, game.
Drake ain't like y'all for the remix yet?
Yeah, man, Drake playing, man. I done DM that nigga, too. Oh, okay.
He gonna spin the block.
You know what
I'm saying? It was with Nicki,
though. Oh, that's word. What's up. Yeah. It's usually one of them.
Yeah, one of them reach out.
But that's what's up. Anyway, I was asking y'all that question because, like, what would you say is the biggest difference between, like, how the gal treated you before and now?
Bro, these bitches is just ready to go now. Like, you used to be, I used to have to try. It's just like, bro, but they don't amuse me no more. Like, I don't be caring, bro.
Okay.
Literally, I don't, like, it's all right. Like,
it's just entertainment.
It's not
You probably liked the hunt before. Now you don't get the hunt.
Bro. It's just all for a nut, bro. Like, after that,
it's over.
What the fuck
what
am
is
I
it?
Around you for, bro?
That's why I can't fuck with a prostitute. You feel me?
So
I
you need
like
a girlfriend,
the...
bro.
Yeah. They call it, I think the moment you're talking about is post-nut clarity.
Yeah. Like, it's a nut, like. I don't give a fuck.
What am I doing here?
Like, you can't. Like,
who am I?
I can't cuddle with no bitch after I finish fucking. Like, nah, bro.
Word? Yeah, nah. I do. I cuddle with my girl.
You just saying, like, up at bitch. That, she ain't saying.
Oh, a regular bitch. Nah, yeah. nah. You right.
I mean, I feel like at this status, too, you can't. You got to be on P's with it. Feel me?
Yeah, bro. I don't really be caring. Like,
but I got a question, regular, bro. Like, even though you got fame or whatever, you still be on dating apps?
I don't know.
Nah?
You ever I was, bro.
Never
you me. Was?
No, but I used to play around like, on some funny shit.
Okay,
Tinder
okay.
and shit like that.
Okay.
I never like did nothing on Tinder though. I just made an account.
Okay.
It was just funny shit. Like I wanted just to see what that shit is about. Like
yeah. Nah, right. It's about fucking.
No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Exactly what you thought.
Yeah.
You had any bitches that you was watching from before and you knew you ain't never take a shot at them, but now you was like, yo, I'm lit now. I gotta go back for this.
Like, nah, not really, bro. Nah.
I'm trying to think if I would ever spin back. It's like, nah.
Nah.
Because at that point, it's like, did you really progress or did you not? You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
It's like, yo, if I'm still like worried about somebody who wasn't giving me no time a day, I ain't really progressing myself.
Some niggas would go back and fuck that bitch and cut her off point. Just because she didn't give
you.
No
I'm not
going
to take the time out of my day to spin back. Right. You got to come to me now.
Say that.
Let me ask you a question. If this nigga had a sister that looked just like him and she wanted to date you, would you date him?
Bro,
would you date
him? Hell no, bro.
How
no?
She's not. Yo,
is it because he's ugly?
You're about
yeah, 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 yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo, so look, check this out. I know
everybody
you
tap in. We on live right now. We got my wife trying to set me up.
Yo, I know you eat ass on a good night, right? Well, you ever had your ass eaten?
Hell no, bro. Mm. Hell no.
What's the farthest you go, like the gooch?
No, nothing, nothing.
Nothing.
No gooch?
Like, nothing passes, like, not, bro, nah, hell no.
I don't like that shit either.
You carry the one, that makes you 19. Mm-hmm. You figured your age out, my nigga.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
What Matthew did just now?
You carry
the one?
All you gotta do is add up the things niggas don't do. Subtract it.
That's kind of wacky, though, like... No, bro. Nah, I don't even want to think about that.
Nah, I feel you.
You usually don't have to think about it till you do.
Nah, I'm not thinking about that. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
You super reach. Don't worry. You super reach.
I don't know.
You ever did, nigga, like, you famous. They gonna fucking do that shit. You gonna not even realize what's going on.
Oh, because it's people like trying to turn you out. At
yeah,
this
they,
point. Like,
you gonna get your dick sucked and they just gonna keep going low. You gonna feel that Gucci
nah,
shit. You
once
gonna
it
like
pat,
that?
Nah.
Then she going all the way.
You gonna meet and you gonna run into a freak.
You go from a rapper to a singer.
Bitch? Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Word. Yeah, me too.
You can still clap it up for that, I guess.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
I peed on a bitch in the shower, but the shower wasn't on.
Not only my bitch, though.
Oh,
I'm not peeing on every bitch. Like, who pees on a bitch? That's weird.
Niggas
okay.
do it. Niggas do it.
That's so you weird. Say only your bitch is worthy of your piss?
Yeah.
Alright, that's what's
it's
up.
It's expensive piss.
Liquid gold, right?
Liquid gold.
Next time.
That's crazy.
That's what's up. I'm about to start saying that. Expensive piss. Because who I pissed on, I really care about like that.
Nah, yeah, that's like.
Nah.
Yeah, I pissed on my girl.
All right, I know that, man.
I seen a video the other day of some lady laying on the floor getting pissed in her
mouth. Oh, I seen that shit too.
She was holding that shit in her mouth. And
she swallowed it.
She swallowed it, bro.
But she held that shit in her mouth for mad long, just relaxing.
That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting, bro.
That's the level that niggas is on.
She's niggas dragging it, bro. Yeah. Like,
I'm not on that level yet.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I'll ever be there.
What you mean you're not on that level?
I'm not pissing in no girl mouth.
Oh, okay.
That's like,
move up, bro.
That's crazy.
I think that he was only doing it to, like, obviously degrade her. You feel me? Because he
that's him. You already killed your girl.
What if that's his girl?
Not like that, bro. In a video?
They probably put it out. They probably fucking do...
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. OF.
I guess. But Tata, I got to tell you that this nigga has OnlyFans.
It's all good.
You got an OnlyFans?
Yeah. That shit booming.
That's viral, bro. I'm about to make one.
Say that?
Man, why not into it, bro?
You see what happened with Bad Barbie, nigga. Tell you.
And that bitch make $1 million.
Yeah.
Bro, it's another stream of income.
Bad Barbie, man.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
How you say that?
Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie?
That
Bad Barbie.
Catch Me Outside.
Catch Bad Me Outside.
Baby. Bad Baby. Bad
I feel like
babies.
Nobody knows how to say a name.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, cool. But yeah, shout out to her. I heard she made like $18 million the first month or some shit.
Yeah, she posted that shit. I was like, damn. Yeah.
18 mil is crazy.
She's bad? Like,
she bad. She bad.
She's a young thing though.
She of age and she bad.
Catch
she,
Me Outside.
She had just turned 18, then did the OnlyFans.
Then she did it.
As soon as she turned 18, niggas was fiending. That's how you know it's mad pervert.
Yeah.
Waiting,
bro. Niggas under 18 don't even got.
Bro, and I'm saying 18 is still young. I don't consider that illegal, bro. Mm-hmm. 21 is where you really a grown woman, bro. Like 18, you still a kid.
Mm-hmm. Still not grown at 21. But the thing is, back in the day, like they used to try to say people was grown at like 14, 13 or some shit.
Yeah. Damn.
Like before our time, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
He thought we was talking about our day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, we from the 1900s.
Don't know. It's back then and our back then.
Nigga. Facts.
Yeah. Damn.
Speaking of OnlyFans, what kind of porn you watch? Like, if you, what you type in the search?
Yo, bro. I be going to the moon. Nah, but I don't watch porn no more, bro.
That's cap, nigga. You be on Twitter.
No, I don't.
You be on Twitter.
Yo, let me see my
You be
shit.
On X.
I know
X videos is that shit.
When you was watching porn.
Yo, that's true. Look at his tutors out over my history.
Oh. When you on X videos?
So when you say no more, you mean today is your first day.
Yo,
your first day clean.
And I'm like, it's only a selective nice though.
Nah.
Yo, that's crazy. Why y'all gotta delete that? Why is that shit as soon as I open my browser, bro?
Yo, that's hilarious, man.
Nah, I open my shit.
I delete my shit every time though. Hold on, I delete
I'll be typing
shit.
In Ebony Squirt.
Ebony Squirt.
Ebony is that shit.
Nah, oh. Ebony's fine. I just feel like the squirt part don't got nothing to do with me, really. Like,
nah, I love
like
that,
seeing
shit.
That shit.
Love that shit.
What is it for you? Like, what do you get out of watching the? Like, do you go straight to them squirting, or you?
No, nah, I like the build up right before it happened. Then when they squirt, it's like,
what's happening?
Lit. The whether they playing with themselves or they getting fucked. If I know,
they
if
using toys or their hands, like
if they could be getting fucked, they could be playing with themselves. They could be using toys. It's just that anticipation of that shit coming up, and then when it happens, that shit be lit.
So you watch like the whole video.
Nah, I kind of could gauge it because I watch so much of them
bro,
shit.
The whole video is
one
crazy.
1 minute of that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's clip?
Skipping that shit.
Like a minute, bro.
To prime time.
I ain't gonna lie. I like when they fuck up the car. They be in a car. They just wet up the whole car, bro.
Well, that be the masturbation videos.
Yeah. I ain't really seen one of those.
You know, that shit go crazy. I'll be like, how they clean that shit?
I'll be typing in thought.
I'm gonna try that.
That's Bobby right there.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit, if you like that amateur porn, maybe. You know
like
saying?
That not, real shit.
Yeah, it's not shot.
Like a, it's a no, real shit. Okay. It don't look like no setup movie shit. I don't
staged.
Like that shit.
You went out the mud shit.
No, out.
That be the shit where the bitch don't know she getting recorded.
I don't watch that
nigga.
Type,
nigga, I don't watch that shit on his own.
I don't watch that. Mm-mm, I don't watch
no
that.
Consent.
Yeah, fuck
no consent. Them shits be fire.
No consent.
Them shits be fire.
Them shits be set up too, though, bro. No consents be set up, bro.
I'm talking about like the real homemade shit.
Nah, you're right.
The homemade shit.
Straight back shots. No consent. Them shits be fire.
I ever recorded my ex, right?
Jail.
I didn't like tell her I was doing it. It was back shots, so I was here like this. I'm like
I sucked the phone. Yeah, I don't be having time to do that, bro. So, that'd be too much.
I thought I'm Gucci, right? So the next day I was driving her home and shit like that. So I'm like, all right, babe, see you later. She's like, and send me that video. I'm like,
nigga thought he was low.
Yeah,
was
that flash on?
No.
So how she knew she was?
She heard the thing.
She probably heard it.
That's a super tight. She's super tight.
Yeah, definitely.
I heard that shit, nigga.
Yeah, but obviously went over well. I'm saying, but sometimes that could go really bad. I feel.
Let me ask you a question, right? Where was like the best place you had sex? Like, best place you fucked a bitch?
In a crib.
In the crib?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, the crib is going to, because you got more freedom to do
shit. Bro, the crib, you can really make love in the crib. Like, car shit is for the sluts. Like, you fucking a bitch in the car, bathroom shit, in the crib, you can really perform, bro.
Fuck that shit. Go on vacation, bro. It's a lot much. It's a lot more.
Yeah, I've been on vacation, bro, but in the crib, but in your own home, though, you got way you can really do what you want. Because I have my own crib, feel me? So I can really, really do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, I get on that. Crib. But vacation is like
carpet.
Nah, carpet's crazy.
Everything, bro.
Nah,
I fuck with that.
The thing is, though, I feel like with vacation and outside and shit like that, part of it that will make it good is the adrenaline of somebody could like possibly see. Like, say you in one of them hotels or some shit where it's like a balcony.
On a balcony.
Nah, that's a fact.
The balcony
somebody
is robbing.
Fucking over there, you fucking over here. You like, nigga. Bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. The hotel sheets be giving you superpowers.
Yeah, bro.
No lie, bro.
You fucking vacation, you already lit. You already know you going home to the fuck. You feel me?
So where
you
to my mother?
Be lit.
So everybody is coming in hotel sheets, and they just wash them and give them back to us.
Yeah, that's why they smell like straight bleach. Mm-hmm. they don't even bother playing with the play chemicals. They putting that shit straight in the bleach.
Alright.
That's why they don't give you no colorful sheets. It's just straight white. Bleach the shit out of that.
Don't cover your face with it. Essentially.
I be sleeping good in a hotel bed. I be having my greatest sleep in a hotel.
That's where your best sleep be at.
I just jumped in a hotel bed and I just wrap all up in that shit. But now I'm thinking about what's probably happening.
The bleach killing all that. But if your shit went through to the
mattress. My man's, bro, he sleep in the hotel. My son JBC, bro, that nigga sleep in the hotel with all his clothes on, bro. He like, yo, you know how much semen was in here? I'm not sleeping. What my mother? Every time we went on tour, like, just shows, bro. I'm like, yo, gang, why are you going to sleep with all your clothes on, bro? He do that shit every time, bro.
No funny shit, that used to be me, bro. Yeah. When we used to go on the shows.
Yeah, I got a call out.
All my clothes. Nigga.
You're concerned.
That nigga sleep with all his clothes on, bro.
Can you be a smart nigga?
Once you're in a good hotel, you're not supposed to be doing no shit like that. But some like
sweater.
Hotels and motels, they be having like bed bugs and shit like that. So you kind
of. Word of my dad, that nigga, yo, that's the only nigga I seen do that shit. Word of bro, that nigga sleep. But I'm like, yo, why are you sleeping with all your clothes on? He's like, yo, bro, it has been mad shit in this hotel. I don't know who was fucking in here or nothing, bro. That nigga's.
That'd be me.
If you in them hourly joints, you gotta do that.
Nah, he gotta learn to live and let go.
Yo, JB, bro. Yo, tell him how you been. Yo, I'm on an interview. Tell him how you sleep in a hotel with all your clothes on, bro. What am I? You're the only nigga I know do that. Where the bro?
All our clothes on.
Where am I? That nigga sleep with all his clothes on, bro. Nigga, like, yo, I don't know. It's mad
no semen
in this shit. Where the bro?
JB fucking with his boxers on, too.
Yeah, and socks
through the hole.
And stop.
Yo, that nigga sleep with all his clothes on. What about that?
I don't blame
hoodie on. Not. He don't even take his shirt off. He sleep with his hoodie on.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy,
y'all
bro.
Y'all ever used to fuck through y'all boxes?
Hell yeah, nigga.
Nah, back nobody would do.
Yeah, but I'm taking it off eventually.
Nah. Socks on, pants on, but boxes.
Yeah.
Yo,
gotta keep the socks on.
Depend on where you at, because if you not necessarily home,
everybody depend on what bitch, bro. I don't depend on where you at, bro.
Nah, I might not have my ass out everywhere. You feel me? If I'm fucking.
Nah,
out
yeah, definitely.
Public, I'm saying like. That's kind of crazy.
Yo,
do you respect law?
Huh?
You respect the law?
What's the law?
Like, Raw's law?
Sometimes.
Be dodging right. Bullets.
Man, at least we got a percentage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clap it up.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? My son be staying protected every...
before you going Raw, not for you sometimes using condoms.
You ever took that shit off?
What, of course. Condoms?
Yeah.
Consensually, yes.
With consent.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
when
yes.
They with them knowing.
We all do it like, with a consent.
You can't just do that.
You need it. Well, you won't be feeling like you need the full experience sometime. Like
I know that.
Yeah. But we all got consent. Let's just leave it there.
So what happens if it just pops inside of her? Like,
you gotta let her know. Like, yo, this shit.
But I don't know either. Stop.
Now, when you figure it out, you gotta be like, yo, bro.
You gonna know. Once that shit start feeling too crazy, but like, yo, this shit pop.
But at that point, it's not your fault, my nigga.
Yeah.
Once you tell her it broke, she gonna be like, don't, just keep going.
It's her fault, bro. It's the, she not getting wet because of the condom, bro.
Oh.
I'm telling and whatever the clap already went up your shit.
One what time. Am I crazy. That like?
So you might as well keep,
might as well keep going. Where the bro well like?
Keep crazy. Going. Nigga said the that's clap. Crazy.
But, oh, all right, cool. You ever had an STD before?
Yo, man.
It's all good. We
it's all good, bro. Just bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Crazy, nah.
How you force him to have one?
Yo, niggas had a force STD on
me. I said, no,
I know that shit not fun, though.
I swear I was about to say, don't get that shit. It's not fun. If you can avoid it, do that.
Only his experience was not fun.
Yours was fun?
Bro, I just took a pill.
But your piss wasn't burning?
You never got the shot in your ass? Nah, my shit wasn't burning.
Hell no, he got that.
I got the shot right here.
You got your ass?
Right here.
How you know about the shot?
Not because I just know niggas.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all know niggas.
I know some niggas.
Niggas.
Niggas. I know a lot of niggas.
He niggas.
A lot of my bitches is dogs. Yo, man.
Damn.
Yo, that shit crazy.
Tata, if you had to leave a message to the youth of tomorrow, what would it be that you'd say?
Man, follow your own blueprint, bro.
Okay.
Gangster, you can't follow nobody else's blueprint. A lot of niggas be trying to get lit the way another nigga got lit. You gotta make your own blueprint, bro. Like, be yourself.
That's a fact. I thought it was gonna be like, fuck bitches, get money, but I like that.
I thought he was gonna fuck say these bitches too. Are right. Fucking.
Add that.
But when you find you a good woman keeper.
All right, man. Facts. Man, I like this direction that's going in. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You got anything coming up? Y'all got anything coming up? You will let the
EP dropping on Friday, man. We going to a movie.
Oh, this Friday right now?
This Friday.
Put the date. Word.
Word.
Put the
date.
It's Friday.
11/17. Party start. The party start tomorrow.
By the time y'all see this, is gonna be out already. So make
the party
sure
start tomorrow,
that.
Bro. The party start tomorrow. We outside like, all week.
When is the listening party and all that shit?
Bro, it's like 3 days.
Where are we pulling up?
Yeah, y'all gotta pull up. Nigga. Yeah, y'all 41.
Yeah, you gotta, feel like, gotta be there.
It's on 11/17.
Uh-huh. You try to do
today's
the add
13.
Up.
Yeah.
If you add 11 plus 17, it's 28 plus 13 is 41, right? Let's make some noise.
Oh, shit.
I know.
How you just thought of that time?
Nah, it made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It made sense.
Yo.
When you added it up, I'm like, yeah, that shit makes sense.
This is divine right here, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. What I'm saying, check out my niggas, 41. Kyle and Jen pull up next time. You feel me?
Yeah, they gotta pull up. That shit was Bobby.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying,
I needed this talk, bro.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know.
Yeah, nah, we all needed it.
You know what I'm saying, but I'll come back.
I can go home with some clothes and now. Like.
Yeah, that's a fact. Come back. I think you should eventually pursue some type of like. You could be the therapist in the conversation, my nigga. Like, you need to do some content where you talking to niggas and getting them advice.
Yeah, man.
I think
you vibe, my nigga.
I done been through a lot of shit. I know a lot about a lot of shit.
You got a lot of wisdom for your age.
Listen, it's okay to talk about it, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you just got to find the right person to console
them, you can't talk to. I can't talk to my mans, like some of my mans about certain shit, because I know these niggas is dickheads.
Yes.
And a lot of my mans is dogs. They out here dogging these hoes.
That's what I'm saying. You got to find that right person to console in. You feel me? And you could talk to that person. You and them.
I've been talking to myself.
But don't. No.
Listen, that's therapy too.
Bro, word of my mother, I talk to myself,
listen,
bro.
That's
look,
not okay.
I got a fucking. I go to my notes, bro.
You recorded it?
No, I really talk to myself. I save the dates and all that. I go to my notes and really spell how I'm freaking, bro.
But
like,
that's good.
That's good. That's good.
That's therapy.
Yeah. That's journaling.
Yeah. That's journaling.
You got shit to draw from.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But learn to speak it out, bro. It's okay, my nigga. You feel me? Consoling your friends
but
and
when
shit
you,
like that, family and
when
shit.
You make somebody feel comfortable, like when you really tell a person, vent to them, they feel like they know you and they feel like that could take advantage, bro.
That's what I say, you find
they
could
make you
person.
Look like a fool. I done vented before and a person made me look like a fool. Like
shit.
They got the one up. Once they know you and really know you, bro, they feel like they got the one up.
Yeah,
like if, when the bitch really know how you feel about her, she got the one up on you. You're never supposed to really, really let her know how you feel.
Yeah.
That's why I really fucked up a lot of times that, bro.
So would you go to therapy?
Hell no.
Why not?
I see that.
That's how I feel too.
Why not?
Because so I don't feel like talking about my problems. So like, what are you doing for me? You don't know. No matter how much you tell a person, they never gonna know how you really feel, bro.
Okay. I feel like you got you already got the upper hand for your age because it seemed like you tapped in with your feelings. Most niggas try to bury anything.
I used to be a nigga like not like feelings, but I'm really so emotional, like tapped in with my emotions now, bro. It's like it's crazy, bro.
That's good though, my nigga. That's
give it up for that, man.
I fuck with that, nigga. Let's top it up for that.
I could tell that off of just the conversation we had.
That's healthy.
I didn't learn
super
that shit.
Super healthy,
too.
Bro. When you're not comfortable with your emotions, you're gonna be mad all day.
Yeah. Fact.
That's a fact.
You could cry. It's okay to cry, bro.
It's okay to be hurt, bro.
When the last time you cried?
Bro, like 2 days ago.
My nigga.
Me too.
Two days ago.
It's okay to cry, bro. Real niggas cry, bro.
I fuck with it, man.
What's up, man? You heard it here first. If 41 says it, I'm cool with it.
That's a fact.
I'm going to cry tonight after this.
I might go cry tonight, too, man.
41 tatted on me, Danny.
Oh, yeah, my son, Danny.
Next time they ask you your age, you 41.
I got the big 41 tat. I got a 4 right here. I got a 1 right here.
That's hard.
I'm going to get my shit tonight.
Y'all got to show
my shit on the camera, man.
Let's do it.
Look.
I don't know how you rocking.
I'm the only nigga who got this shit tatted for real. Where the bro?
So they're okay. Not official if they don't got it?
On my body,
Titty
nigga.
Tuesday.
That's how you
doing it. This nigga's stupid.
41.
Big 41.
Right here, nigga.
Oh, yeah. All right. 41. So if y'all was able to do like a celebrity basketball game, all of y'all would have 41 like as a jersey number.
Got to.
Who gets that'd to wear
the jersey? That'd be hard.
Who gets to wear the jersey?
Just have your names on the back. That'd be hard.
That's how you differentiate it. But y'all got any shows coming up or anything like that?
We got mad shows, bro. I'm tired, bro.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
That shit crazy.
Can't get tired, my nigga. Keep going, bro.
I'm outside, though. You
got to
run it up. Yeah,
that's a fact. I'd rather be doing this shit than working a 9-to-5.
What happened with TJ?
Are we performing Madison Square Garden?
Y'all did it, right?
Now we about to do it on 22nd.
Oh, shit.
Fuck up.
Drake is going to come. I see you, Drake. Yeah, he going to wait for that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me put that on my calendar. I'm going to try to make that.
Yo, it was tickets and shit, or I'm saying I could get in somehow.
Like, I can get backstage.
All right, cool. Say that.
I'm 41 at the door. Hey. Yeah,
they got it.
Just show them your tattoo. Show them your tattoo.
They be heavy, though. They used to be not letting us try to let us in with everybody.
Word.
Well, we got a little bit more leeway now.
All right, say that.
That's
man.
What's
like,
up.
I'm off that day, whenever that day
that's
is.
That's what I'm getting.
I'm off that day.
It's all good.
I get like a 41 finger tat. Walk up to the door like, look, I'm 41.
You got to believe me now.
You got to believe me. You got a tat, you got to believe God up to it.
My favorite song from y'all niggas is On Game. That's my shit.
That's crazy. That's the big bro's favorite song, too.
That's my favorite shit.
Gang. It was crazy because it was only me on the record at first.
Oh, word.
I did it by myself, and I told my son, Jen, yo, then you got to get on it.
Who be picking the beats for the most part?
Yeah, it'd be really depending on the record.
Okay, I'll be fucking with
my son KL.
Production be crazy.
I know y'all do the Jersey Club shit for some of the sounds, but like the drums would be the same, but like the music around, I'd be like, yo, this shit is hard. So that's what's up.
I ain't gonna lie. I need to know, how did the Stomp Stark record come about? With the Soulja Boy sample.
Yeah, but that shit was a
that
trend.
Shit is
like,
hard.
Oh, that's the name of that song.
Yeah, KL was they was all in the studio. KL and my son Dana DB, they was in the studio. I was probably home. My girlfriend is on. I seen that shit going viral on TikTok.
Okay.
And then, you know, they's like, yo, you got to get on this. And I should have started going stupid.
So it went viral before it was even released.
All of our songs is viral before it released. That's why we dropped them.
Okay.
We're not just going to drop a song.
Without confirmation.
Okay.
Every song that we dropped had to go like some type of viral before.
I fuck with it. That's real.
Make sure y'all check them out, Madison Square Garden, on what date?
On 22nd.
The 22nd. I'm going to be there. I don't know if these niggas are going to get in.
I'm going to make sure I'm there early,
waiting for these niggas to come off their 12 bus and shit like that. You feel me? Tata's. I was going to the Barclays.
Oh,
that's even closer. That's in December, right?
It's at the Barclays.
December 30th.
Yeah, I heard about that shit.
Oh, Winter Jam. Y'all see how y'all got Summer Jam?
Yeah.
They doing a Winter Jam this year.
Cool, Power.
Fun Flex.
Oh, what?
High 97.
Oh, I say that.
Nigga, we performing. Nigga, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I just need to pop out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga.
Technically, I performed at our party to y'all song. I'm saying? You don't even know that.
I got to pull up to the album release party. Album release party this week.
Now we do.
Send an invite. We in
probably there. Like Friday.
All right, cool. All right, let's do it, man.
You don't gotta say no more.
It's been a pleasure to have you, my brother.
That's a fact.
We could come back here.
Good talk.
We need to.
Great
that's
talk. I need another one. I need to do this shit every month.
I don't tell everybody this, you know what I'm saying?
With that.
But I really enjoyed myself, you know what I'm saying? Next time.
Great talk.
Bring your peoples with you. Let's get it.
We outside.